guys, it's Mackenzie.
Hey guys, it's Brooklyn.
And welcome back to the Jokes on Us. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 6 of the Jokes on Us. That is so exciting to say.
I know.
Didn't think we were going to make it that far.
And here we are.
We're so happy to be here.
I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. We're actually really enjoying this. So I hope you guys are too. I mean, but we'll enjoy it too.
Yeah.
We'll just enjoy it for everybody.
Yeah. We'll do a little recap of last week.
Yeah.
Last week went really good. Got a lot of good feedback.
The episode went good. Some of the sports didn't.
Yeah.
But let's recap. Basketball.
Great. I'm learning.
Yeah. The Mavs did really good. They're in the NBA Finals, so we'll recap a little bit of what that looks like and more of the Mavs later on in this episode. And then the Stars.
Boo.
Unfortunately, they took a loss. They took a loss this week. And they're not playing anymore this season. So
we will have to wait till October.
We'll be waiting, but we'll see what hockey looks like as we close up the Stanley Cup.
So. Yeah, maybe throw in a little few predictions there for the finals.
Yeah, Brooklyn and her predictions.
I love a good prediction, just solely based on vibes.
I'm scared of a good prediction.
Nothing else.
But, I mean, I will be sweaty.
Mackenzie doesn't do well with predictions and superstitions and
I don't.
Whatnot.
So scary.
And then we have Formula One.
How's that doing?
You know,
driving up to them.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Drive to Survive?
No.
No?
No, I did not. I've seen it in passing.
Yeah.
I think you have watched it in the apartment, but I've never watched
an
episode myself.
Well, it started, I believe they started it in the 2018 season. And it's gone every season so far. So they just, like, film it while, like, during the...
So it's coverage of, like, the F1.
Yeah. It's more of, like, the reality TV side kind of everything. But they, like, created it to, like, give fans, like, the inside scoop. Because Formula One is such, like, a closed-off sport. So, yeah.
So you really get to, like, know the racers.
Yeah, yes and no. More of just, like, see behind the scenes of how teams are run and how things work. Like, Max Verstappen, he hates doing stuff like that. So, like, you don't see a lot of him on Drive to Survive, if at all. Because he doesn't like doing it.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Real.
So, not everyone does it. And not everyone's really involved in it because they don't want to be. But I don't know. But it's interesting.
So, with every season, there's a new season or... like new episodes of the Drive to Survive.
Yeah. So they release it this last season that just happened, they release it like the afterwards.
Are they in season right now?
What do you mean?
Like, are they racing right now?
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So they're in season.
Yeah.
But when they're off season, they don't race. Because, like, in baseball, you know,
no,
like,
that's why it's called off season.
Well, you know, like, baseball, there's like off season, but they're still playing games. Like, they're.
Oh, yeah, no. So the, like, the calendar for Formula One, it begins. Roughly, it differs, but they usually have like a month or so off completely. And other than that, they're racing and they're...
Are they still training on that month off?
Some of them do. Some of them take longer, like off periods, but usually they have to, because they still work with their like physios and stuff like that. But, some of them do like... So some of them do, like, vacation stuff, and it kind of doubles as, like, exercise as well.
Yeah.
So that's also
okay,
how that
so
works.
Was it Charles that we saw that he, like, went to the mountains on his, like, off season?
Oh, yeah, he does that every year. He always goes, like, skiing and, like, hiking in like, literally the ice. I don't know.
What a good little training moment.
I know. He does. Well, it's just kind of scary. So one of the greatest, like, racing drivers ever, Michael Schumacher, he...
It's a fun name.
It is. I forget when he retired. Sorry, that's kind of big, but
yikes.
But like years ago, in like 2013, I believe it was, he went like skiing, I believe, but he hit his head, so he was in a coma for a long time.
That's really scary.
Mm-hmm. And he woke up like recently.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I believe. If I'm wrong,
Somebody
somebody
fact checker out
please
there.
correct me. I forget. He hit his head at some point. He was
Yeah.
in a coma and he woke up. But he's not the same as he was. So when specifically skiing because of stuff like that, whenever like Formula One drivers go and do anything, everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, it's scary. Scary
I mean,
times."
but that's scary for anybody. It
Oh
really
yeah.
could happen to anybody.
But no, it's like a it, that's like a superstition in Formula One.
Yeah. No, I see
So,
that.
just skiing. But
Anywho, jumping into the season or
yeah.
the race.
So kind of it is race weekend. We record this is it is Friday night that we are recording, so qualifying for the Canadian Grand Prix will be tomorrow, and then Sunday is the race day. Luckily, it is on our side of the world, so I don't have to stay up till like 2 or 3 a.m. to watch the
Girl,
race.
but you would do that anyway,
I do
so.
that. And you know what? To all of our European listeners out there who watch Formula One, y'all be complaining that y'all have to stay up so late to watch these races on the North American side.
Brooklyn is out here
Bruh.
night after night,
Y'all don't
waiting till
know.
2 a.m. for that race.
I'm out here like, you don't know how it
You
is,
don't know how it is.
Amy.
Yeah, just
Like,
folding because that needed to be emphasized.
no, I'd be staying up so late, like every weekend to watch these races. But
She's dedicated.
I do love it.
Oh, there comes that British accent.
But today was FP1 and FP2, which, if you're not familiar, it is free practice one, free practice two.
They just get to drive around the course and get familiar with it, right?
Pretty much. It
Sweet.
is a chance for them to get familiar with it, get familiar with the environment. But what's a little bit interesting this weekend, is it was raining all today, at the
Oh.
circuit. And not only that, but it started hailing before as well. So like little like maybe like a quarter size of a ping pong size hail. Quarter. A quarter.
Quarter size ale.
That was a little
Okay.
complicated.
There's
Quarter size.
a lot of
Quarter
size.
sized ping pong. That's not. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got it.
And so FP1 was delayed, but it got on and the top three results, and so it's just it really like the results for that really don't mean a whole lot because like back, you know,
It's
last
just
season
fun.
Max can he'd be like fourth or something like that, and then he'd absolutely demolish the entire weekend and nobody would blink an eye. So it really doesn't matter, but it can matter depending on like if like certain strategies are trying to are shown to be like stronger, so they're trying different things, and maybe a strategy that was supposed to work out and people know about it, and it didn't work out, then it kind of looks bad. So, which is kind of this weekend for McLaren so far, it's just not been great. So FP1 results, P1 through P3 was Lando, Carlos, and Charles. And then it kind of changed to FP2 was crazy to see this. Fernando Alonso was P1.
Oh.
George Russell was P2, and Lance Stroll, the local Canadian, was P3.
That's
So
a completely different list.
it's yeah,
All right.
you've never seen those at the top.
Yeah.
So, and what was interesting about FP2 was that Max only did 4 laps, because he saw smoke.
From his
And he,
car?
yes,
Oh.
he had a ERS issue, which is engine recovery system.
At least it's not from his head.
You know,
Yeah.
it might have been from,
You win some, you lose some.
yeah,
He lost that car.
there was definitely smoke coming from Christian Horner, so the team principal. yeah 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 he's not my favorite man, but we can get into that later. But so it's supposed to be raining all weekend as well, so Lando's been really good in the wet, Max is really good in the wet, so it's really interesting to see how that's gonna play out.
Do you think Lando's gonna go for his second win?
I think he might. I think both of the McLarens have been really well. I'm not exactly sure how well Oscar is in the wet, but that will play out in due time,
So this is going
but
to be a really interesting race.
I think it might be just the way that everything's laid out so far. McLaren's shown to be really good. Lando's really good. He's strong in these conditions. But however, he was last in FP2. So
But he was like first in FP1, is what you said.
he was,
So
yeah.
it's really 50-50.
So everyone had high hopes for McLaren, but Lando's feeling maybe a little bit uncomfortable in the car. But it could go either way. And before this weekend like even started, Max said that Red Bull probably wasn't gonna be the very strong this weekend. But a few other things going on in the F1 community. Checo Perez, the other Red Bull driver, re-signed and extended his contract for through the 2026 season, so for 2 more years, which a bunch of people were shocked by because Yuki Tsunoda, who drives for VCarb,
Yuki.
yeah, love Yuki, man. A bunch of people think that he deserved that seat, or Daniel Ricciardo deserved that seat, or Liam Lawson, who's the reserve driver for VCarb, because they've all that whole like set of people are kind of that whole team is like the second Red Bull, so like it's kind of the stepping stone to like move up to that team. And so when you feel like you've done a good enough job, or you feel like you've shown a good enough effort, they would move you up there. But I mean, Daniel was once there. That's where he spent a lot of his like prime time. But he's trying to get back there. But
You win some, you lose
you win
some.
some, you lose some, and I love that man. But is just not what he used to be, sadly. But and a bunch of people are mad because they think Yuki deserved it, or they think Liam deserves it. But I don't know. I think Checo deserved it out overall. a little thirsty.
I'm sipping on the tea. I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to distract you there.
So that was really interesting to see because Carlos Sainz is still out of a seat because Lewis Hamilton is taking a seat at Ferrari next year. So, and Esteban Ocon, who is currently driving for Alpine, after he absolutely shunted into his teammate during the Monaco Grand Prix turn a lap one. After that, a lot of people were like, "Oh, are they gonna bench him for Canada?" But no, they didn't bench him. They just said that they weren't gonna keep him for next year.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
he's losing a seat.
Perfect.
So not only is Carlos not have a seat, but now he's fighting seats with Ocon and some of the new guys coming in. But most of the new guys coming in from like F2 or something like that, they probably already have a spot and like where they're gonna go, so that's not really a question. Like Ollie Bearman's probably gonna go to Haas, and if Kimi Antonelli comes in from Formula 2, he's probably gonna go to Mercedes.
There's a lot of names you're throwing at us. I feel like
These
you need like
are
a grid to keep up with all of these.
there is. It's on the racetrack. It's a Formula
Right,
track,
yeah.
right? But really, there's been about 4-ish spots that Carlos could go to. And that's Alpine to replace Ocon, or Haas to be teammates with Ollie if he comes up from F2. Because Nico and or he could replace Kevin Magnussen because K-Mag has been an absolute annihilator on the grid and just absolutely putting in the bin every time.
Okay, Kevin, go
Yeah.
for it,
No, real, real, real.
King. Okay.
And you be knowing about Logan Sargeant. Yeah.
What do I know about it?
He's the American. Our friend likes him. But
Logan.
he listen, I'm all Eagles Screech Raw, and I would just love to root for him. But I can't. He's so bad.
We don't like him.
I love
We
him.
love him.
But he's so bad.
But he's bad.
He's so bad.
Bad news,
Now
Logan. Got it.
it could be the car, but he's not he in the last Last year was his rookie year, so this is his second year. So he hasn't had as much time as Alex, which is his teammate, at Williams. So he hasn't had as much time as him in Formula One. But however, he is the whole time he's been here, he's just not. Even though the car is an absolute dustbin, is trash garbage. He's still not performing as well as he is in that car. So, and that's what you want to do because The person that you're trying to beat the most on the grid is your teammate because you are in equal machinery. So if there's anyone that you can beat, it would be them
So they're
because.
both in actual trash garbage cars.
Yes. Williams is. Love the team. Love the team principal. Love the drivers.
Why are they in actual trash garbage cars? Just
Money.
because?
A lot of it's money.
They don't got the
Yeah.
money.
Williams has. They used to be like a top team, like back in the day, like back in like Formula One, like when it was starting out. Like it used to be like one of the top teams. Like, but. No, not in this day and age.
Got it.
But so they're saying that Carlos could go there to replace Logan because not a lot of people have hopes that Logan's contract is going to get renewed. I
Uh-oh.
don't either, but you know, who knows? Who knows?
Anything
Somebody
could happen.
could he could replace Ocon. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't, but or his last one could be at what is it? Kick Sauber steak, whatever they're called.
Cash App?
No. This is like the
Cash
lime
App is
green
the
people.
ka-chick. Oh.
Kerching. Yeah, these are the lime green people.
Oh, key lime pie. Got it. I just come up with my own names for them.
And I love that for you.
Yeah.
And which is turning into Audi in 2026.
Okay.
Yeah,
Are they getting new
so
cars?
they are. So it's gonna be a whole different new, it's gonna be a new team.
So when like Ferrari
Okay.
is the team name, are they driving Ferrari like cars?
So I think what you're asking is engines, question mark. Okay, so yes, Ferrari drives with Ferrari engines. Haas uses the same engines as Ferrari. But you
Okay,
have
so just because it's a team name doesn't mean like that's.
yes, because you have like Red Bull. Red Bull uses Honda engines. V Carb
And
uses
they're probably doing so good. I love Honda. I'm a Honda girl.
I forgot you drove Honda.
I'll stick
Are
by Honda
you Max
ride or
Verstappen?
die.
He's not doing that great right now, so.
You know what? And it's probably because he needs a new Honda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't doing
Cool.
well either until I got my new Honda. And
That's great.
it's great now.
He just needs a new one.
Yeah, he just needs a
That's
new Honda.
great.
Yeah. I love Honda.
I'll keep them. We should tell him that.
Max Verstappen, I love Honda. And you just need a new one.
I love Honda. I don't think he cares.
He does because it's my advice for him.
Oh.
As a like Formula One new watcher, but a Honda lover,
Okay.
you just need a new Honda.
So, does that mean you're a Red Bull fan? The silence is deafening. Oh,
No.
gosh.
No question mark? Yes, question mark.
I don't know. Are you?
I actually haven't watched any race, so I don't feel like I can say yes or no. But
Okay.
I like Max Verstappen and I like your song, so I'll support.
That's it. Da, 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 da.
Max
Wait, why is
Verstappen.
it so good though?
That and Lando.
Oh, that one's so good.
Let's go, Lando.
And then just the last thing for
I hope they played that song in Lando's victory. I'm so sorry.
they probably did. We did. Do you remember
We did on the top of a parking garage in
that? We
Dallas.
were taking
Thank you,
photos.
Lando.
Yeah, that was crazy. But the last
Anywho.
thing is just which is probably one of the biggest that has been released in the last few days is the 2026 new regulations.
I feel like this is juicy.
This is a lot of
We got a
stuff.
lot. You
Now
guys can't see her notes, but they are front and back.
it is
So
there's a lot of
there's a
notes
lot to
here.
cover on here.
And if you're not familiar with a lot of it, which you probably aren't,
Yeah.
just feel free to ask.
Okay.
I don't know everything about. That's my thing. I know a lot about the sport, but I don't know a lot about cars.
I'll ask every question possible.
That is really good. Maybe your Honda knowledge can help you here. So one of the new things is they're trying to, which is really stupid because it reminds you of a quote from Enzo Ferrari, which is literally like aerodynamics is for people who don't know how to build engines.
Right.
And I'm like freaking slay because they're going to a lot more like hybrid engines for like sustainable fuel,
Ugh.
which
I
is
love that we're turning
great.
into a hybrid world, but
I
sometimes it's not
mean, you
needed.
know, it's great, but for racing, like you're racing cars,
Yeah.
okay, whatever. I'm sure you can come up with like sustainable fuel and stuff like that, and still have like actual car engines. Like, I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion, but it's an opinion that I have. And maybe I don't know a lot about cars, and maybe that's why I have that opinion, but
I think it's an okay opinion to have.
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for validating my opinion.
No problem.
And a lot of like the complaints with the current cars is they're too big. They are too bulky, they're too heavy.
When you say too big, are you meaning
Like the car itself is like large for like the circuits that they race.
like
So
width? Because it only fits one person, so it's not like a two-person car
yeah,
that.
it's like long, it's wide, like it's too big
Like
for
there are things they could cut out, make it smaller.
yes,
Okay.
which is some of the things that they've tried to change. Now, it's kind of funny because you hear these numbers and they seem big.
Yeah,
They're not.
I can't count, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Did Honda teach you?
Don't have school, but yeah.
Okay, cool. And so a lot of the problems like with the Monaco circuit is it's a street track. A lot of people nowadays think that they should just rid the calendar of it because it was built really for older cars. And it's a fast-paced track. There's walls everywhere, and you have a car that's too large, it's hard to drive that, especially with 20 cars on the track at the same time. So really that's why, which I mentioned this last week, but that's why a lot of people say like race day is in Monaco is really on Saturday, which is qualifying, because wherever you qualify is where you're going to start. And because it's so small and the cars are so big, there's no room for overtaking. So
As we saw.
literally there were two overtakes. So a lot of what they're trying to change, and from a lot of the complaints that people are getting, is they're trying to make it smaller and lighter. So they're trying to make it more agile, have it more aerodynamic, which
It's giving like a plane.
and that's what it freaking feels like. And I'm like,
So let's just race planes.
you know that,
Is that a sport? Racing planes?
I don't know,
I'd watch
it
that.
reminds me of the same people that made Cars, like the movie. Did you ever watch Planes? I never watched it.
I didn't watch it, but I saw like all the advertisements and I was like,
And you know
interesting.
what? I feel there has to be a sport where people race planes. It's pretty much Formula One though, but
I'd watch it. I'd be into it.
I would too. That'd be dangerous though.
We're gonna be watching racing
Crash, you know. Anywho.
Anyways.
Little funny. Another thing that they're trying to fix is the energy recovering and the braking, so that it'd be better than the 22 regulations, which is what they're in now. And having it narrower, going like width-wise, it was like 2 meters, right? Now they're going to, wait for it, 1.9.
Oh, yeah. So it's like really short now.
And I love, and even when a lot of the time, like you from different sources that you can get this information from, the numbers are different. So sometimes they'll have it in like centimeters to make it seem a lot larger because the numbers are smaller.
Yeah.
It's not that big. It's 2 meters to 1.9. So,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what a meter is, but
I'll help you with that.
okay, we'll discuss it later. We'll draw our own.
Yeah, I would say
We should create a life-size Formula One car.
out
We'll discuss that later.
tin foil. I don't
You guys let us know. Should we create a life-size Formula One car, and what should it be made out of? And we'll discuss if that's plausible for
Have
the.
you seen the ones they do out of Legos?
I've been sending you those videos. Where have
Oh,
you been?
no, I see them all the
No,
time.
I do you?
I
Because
do.
I
Are
send
you talking
you
about the one with Lando?
videos. I send you videos, and you just don't respond to
I
them. So I don't know if you see them, but my Instagram has been blowing up with all these Lego F1 cars, and I'm like, that is so cool. But
are
I
you
don't
talking
like
about the
Lego.
life-size ones? That's what I'm talking about.
I mean,
Yeah,
I get
it's
all the
me.
kinds. Because
Y
there's
me
this
too.
one where they like put it on like a frame and they put it on a wall, but the frame lights up, so it kind of looks like a racetrack. It's
Oh, I
really
actually
cute.
haven't seen that one.
Exactly. And I'll send it to you though.
This is my
Exactly.
sign to check my DMs. Sorry about that.
It's, we're over here telling them that we respond to the podcast DMs, and she's like, I don't even respond to my
I
DMs.
really don't, but
So
I
by
do
we
respond
respond to the podcast
to
DMs, it's more me, but
the
it's
podcast.
okay.
Okay, it probably is actually. And another thing, they're trying to make it lighter. And they're down 30 kilograms, so it is now 768 kilograms.
When people try to make cars lighter, I just think of like when you're in like high school and you do like the egg drop.
Egg?
Egg drop.
Egg drop.
And you know what I mean? And then you try to make like a cover for it so it doesn't crack.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did that, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen it on TV.
We should do
Okay.
it.
Science time.
Scientist.
And what's interesting about which a lot of teams had that issue at the beginning of this season, which the paint on the car weighs down the car.
Really?
Yes.
That's
Like
crazy.
it comes down to
So
like
they
the
paint it. It's
smallest
not like a
thing.
vinyl on it.
It depends for each. So a lot of the cars now are carbon fiber. So it's just like black. And then they add like color to it, which
I
is the
love a
paint.
black car. I love black.
Yeah. So when you add like the actual like paint to the body of the car, it weighs it down. So they'll take it off if it weighs too much. So things like that, it's really interesting, like the weight difference and how weight plays into like lap times. So it's pretty interesting. They are trying to reduce the wheelbase, so from like wheel to wheel, from 3.6 meters to 3.4. And they are reducing the downforce by 30% and the drag by 55%, which is very interesting. So the downforce, I'll explain it to you.
I was trying to count. That's really high.
So the downforce is like the pressure. So like when you're driving, the pressure of like the air going over the car to like push the car down on the track.
The only thing I can think of in my head right now as you're explaining that is like Top Gun. And like when they're like flying and like, like their face is like,
Kind of.
Okay,
That's more of the
yeah.
G forces. So like when they're in the corners and stuff like that, that's what that is. But the downforce is what kind of grips the car, like the tires onto the track, so it like pushes it down. And
Gravity.
then the drag, which is reduced by 55%, which I think is, I don't understand how they're doing that, but cool. It's so if you're looking at a Formula car like head on, it's the way that the air travels like through the car. So
Inside?
kind of. So the way that a Formula One car is designed is for air to flow through it to make it go faster. So if like all of like the way that the air travels like over the tires and through certain things, like through like the rear wing and the front wing, to make it go faster, that's drag.
Over the hills and through the woods to
Over
grandma's house,
the
F1 goes.
yes, ma'am.
Got it.
That's
And we have to explain this for the people that don't get it, okay?
And
Don't be laughing at me. This is
I'll
the way
explain
I
it to you,
get
and
it.
you explain it to those people.
Yeah, so it's over the hills and through the woods to F1. Wait, to grandma's house, F1 goes.
Grandma's house
I was
that one
like,
goes.
to F1, grandma's house goes.
Yep.
Continue.
And the biggest part about like these regulations to me that it seems that everyone's been talking about is the kind of doing away with DRS, which is the drag reduction system. So
They have so many names for all these things.
I know. So what that means is, as we just learned about drag and how the air flows through the parts of the car,
Over the hills and through the woods, right?
So DRS is kind of like the boost, you know? So when you're on like a straight,
Over the hills and through the woods, the little wind gust.
the wind gusts,
Got it.
but specifically the wind gusts through the rear wing. So if you are in a DRS zone, the rear wing will open and it makes you go faster.
Okay, airplanes, all
I know,
right.
scare.
F1 cars turning into airplanes out here.
But now they're altering that. So it's different now. So
So not that.
no, not really. So there's two different types of modes that they're switching to. One is the Z mode and one is the X mode. S games mode. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So the Z
Gotta put
mode.
those Crocs in sport mode.
So instead of it just being the rear wing, so the Z mode is altering the front wing and the rear wing for better corner speed.
Interesting.
So it they like move in a certain way. It's hard to explain, and I don't really understand it really,
Yeah.
because they're in early days. And I've heard that some teams, i.e., I believe I know Red Bull and I believe Mercedes as well. They have both like tested like in the what's it called? The simulator, the new like a car with these new regulations, and it's not going well. So,
Perfect.
but the last one is the
Are these regulations already set in stone?
not completely, I believe,
So they're like
because
still trial
that's
and error.
2026. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the last one is the X mode, which in the straights, it would have a lower downforce configuration to maximize the top speed. So it would have less grip-ish, is what I'm assuming, to make them go quicker, but with the less
I feel like we would need to
grip.
like see one of these cars and like have somebody explain it to us in person. I'm a
They
very visual person.
have posted like the physical differences, like the nose is a little bit different. And things like that. But other than that, it's mostly size. And the rear wing and the front wing are probably the biggest differences. Other than that, most things are the same. A lot of it's size, and a lot of it just has to do with aerodynamics.
Got it.
But yeah, other than that, we just have qualifying tomorrow, and we have the actual race on Sunday.
So
So
these are just a wait and see,
pretty
waiting
much.
game
Pretty much. Yeah,
on the
yeah,
new.
yeah.
We love that.
Yeah, so there will be more to come again, most likely at the end of 2025, but we'll see how that'll
Stay up
play
to date
out.
with the
Yeah,
podcast Instagram. Brooklyn will
you know.
put all of her thoughts on there as things come in.
Yeah, I think of every time someone says thoughts, I think of that one episode of Parks and Rec with the guys on the podcast, and he goes, "Thought for your thoughts."
Did you say that last time we were on
I
the
think so.
I feel
I don't know. It's
like
always
you've
stuck in my
told me
head.
that before.
I think I did on like one of the first ones. Anywho.
I've never finished Parks and Rec, so that's on me.
Oh, so good.
What are we on to now? Brooklyn. Zone in, dude.
There's a string on my sock and it keeps going. Do you see
Yeah,
this?
stop pulling it.
I can't.
Brooklyn's about to unravel her whole entire sock.
It's
Perfect.
stuck on my fingers.
Okay,
I think I
well,
like
while
it.
Brooklyn is figuring life out, let's move
Oh
on to.
God. Oh God. It stuck on my fingers and I got really scared.
Okay, while Brooklyn is figuring life out, let's move on to
Anyway.
hockey.
Woohoo.
Unfortunately, like we said, the Stars did not win, and so the Oilers and the Panthers.
Yes. Florida.
I already forgot. It's really on me. Let me pull
Which
it.
isn't that was not on my 2024 bingo card.
I really thought it was going to be the Rangers.
I really thought New York was gonna be in
So,
there.
they are not. It is the Panthers and the Oilers. So, their first game is
Do you
tomorrow.
remember when you spelled Oilers wrong?
Y'all, it is hard to spell the word Oilers, okay? Anyway, so Brooklyn is making fun of me for the not spelling Oilers right, and I
Smelling.
just anyways, so their first game is tomorrow. They play at 7 p.m. Like we said, we are recording this on a Thursday, Friday.
It's
It's
Friday.
Friday. It's Friday.
It is now Saturday.
Oh, so their game is tonight.
Good morning.
This is like midnight for us, and we are just
We're just having the time of our
yeah,
lives.
we're getting it all together. Anyways, so they play Saturday, June 8th at 7. So that is tonight.
Yep.
We will update the Instagram. I don't. I personally am not pulling for either of them. I have not watched either of them enough to know who I would want to pull for. Personal preference, I don't like Connor McDavid, so I would probably pull for the Panthers. But that is just me.
Oh, I'm definitely going for Florida.
Okay. Well,
Yep.
so we're both looking for
Yeehaw.
Florida.
Yep.
Wow. The game, honestly, the last game that the Stars played,
I have some thoughts.
it was not the best game for them.
It
It was rough to watch.
was funny hearing some people be like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so shocked. I don't know how they how do you did you we did we watch the same game?"
Me
Because
and
I
Brooklyn were watching it together, and it was not a good, it was not good.
Because TBH, I am not shocked at all that they didn't make it. Did you watch that game?
Yeah,
Like,
I don't think they were there.
if you are shocked that they didn't make it out of that game, Did you watch it? Because they played poorly.
There are some players that we need to talk about. First and foremost, Joe Pavelski.
Oh gosh, this one hurts. This
So
one hurts.
rumors have gone around that Joe Pavelski's leaving. He has stated in a couple different interviews that the goal is for this to be his last season, and he is not planning on coming back. It has not been officially announced to my knowledge. I haven't seen any official calls that he's not coming back. But as far as I'm aware,
I've seen it by like other sources and like unofficial, but
yeah.
the Stars nor him has officially confirmed it.
But that will be tough.
Yeah, that's a
And
hard loss.
on that, there are some more rumors of some different players leaving. So I am getting Brooklyn's live reaction to some of these.
Wait, wait, what? Like their
She's
contracts are being up?
Yeah, there's some contracts that are up, and some people are speculating that there are some players that are looking for different teams. The first one, I think I did m mention this one to you, Scott Wedgwood. His
Yeah.
contract is up,
He's not going anywhere.
so
He
we claim
is.
him. But they're saying, is it? I don't want to mess up his last name. Is it Murray? Murray?
Murray. Matt Murray? Shut up. Are you talking about Matt?
Yeah, the other backup. Yeah, they're saying that Wedgwood might leave, and we might have Murray take his
Okay,
spot.
I'm not gonna lie. I love Matt. I
Really?
love him.
I've never seen him like
Dude, he's a freaking
in place.
beast.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So,
But no.
but we still have Ottinger.
No, I
So,
love Scott.
Brooklyn is torn.
Oh, gosh.
Let's discuss like a few of the other ones that their
Okay.
contracts are up.
Well, this is off to a bad start for me.
Matt Duchene.
You know, and I'm not surprised, but I'd hate to see him go.
Really?
Yeah.
Ty Dellandrea. His contract is up. I
Okay.
feel like I haven't seen him play a lot recently.
I think he's been injured.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
he's
feel
been
like I
injured
haven't seen
for
him in a
like
while.
quite some time.
Nils Lundqvist. He has a really hard name.
Lundqvist.
Lundqvist.
Yeah. I honestly, I'd like to have an opinion, but I don't.
Also, please don't quote me on these. I don't know if this is a reliable source, but
These
I
are solely rumors,
solely what I've seen on the internet.
which
And
is all true.
last but not least, I feel like this one's really gonna hit home with you.
Please don't.
I've seen rumors that why am I blanking on his first name? Jamie Benn. There we go. I've seen rumors that he might be leaving, but he's the captain, and I just feel like that's not gonna happen.
I
So.
feel like he, I don't know.
All
That
chuckles
seems
there.
whack.
Him and Tyler Seguin.
Say again.
I think it's just how you pronounce it. Anyways, I think they have to stay forever.
They must.
They have to. Anyways,
I'm scared to hear you're gonna say.
Tanev. Why am I so bad at
Tanev?
pronouncing names today?
Pronouncing.
Yeah, Tanev.
No.
He's new to the team. He's fresh meat. I feel like he's really good for the Stars.
Wait, are you saying that he's looking at leaving?
Yeah.
It's rumored.
Yeah.
Over my dead body.
His contract is
Yeah.
up, so
No, he's not. So.
Brooklyn says he has to stay.
Yeah, he's dying.
There's some other ones, but I mean, I really don't know, so we'll see.
Yeah, no. He's dying.
We'll see.
I
We'll
mean, yeah, well, like Lundqvist and Dellandrea. I really don't. I would like to have more opinions about them, but I don't. I mean, they played decent, but Tanev showed up, I would say, a lot during these playoff
That's
games.
Brooklyn's like star player right there.
Dude, he flew under the radar for me for most of the season, and like playoff came around and like where
He
like
came out of nowhere
hello?
for sure.
No, real.
Yeah.
And that was
Him
really
and Stinky Boy. I
oh
love
dude.
Stinky Boy. He's killing it.
Stanko is a star, a rock star. It's
Oh.
so funny to see him like huddled up with everyone else
He's
because
so
he's so
short.
short.
So short.
But he's like what? Like 5'10", 5'8".
The fact that they look so short on the ice, but
And
they're like
yeah.
huge.
No, yeah.
That's
Like
wild to me.
the average like Jake is like 6'3",
Yeah,
6'4".
that's crazy.
That's
He looks so
bonkers.
tiny. He does indeed look short.
Yeah.
But anyways, it is wild. We looked up their heights a couple months ago, and we were blown away. Stop eating the mic,
I
Brooklyn.
didn't eat it.
Brooklyn is losing it.
Someone likes to
Anyways,
bite it.
well,
Do you have any like commentating on the game, this last game?
I don't even want to. I don't want to go back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The notes that I had were literally like wasted opportunity.
Oh yeah.
I like
They were like, where were they at? I think that's what I was saying the whole game. Like, where
Suter's
are they?
cross-checking like penalty in the first period, and then who was it? Matt Duchene's like tripping in the second period. Both unnecessary. That's my biggest pet peeve, especially in like playoff games that matter the most. Why would you like waste that time? Like purposely getting it just drove me nuts. I was like, that is simply not what needs to happen right now.
And then they empty netted, and I was so sweaty.
Mackenzie hates when teams empty net at the last minute, but
Either
she
team.
knows it's coming
I do.
every single time, and every single time it happens, she gets so mad.
I just, it's so stressful to me, and I don't know why. Anyways.
Yeah. Have you
Ugh.
ever seen like a live shootout?
No.
Those talk about stress.
I think I'm a little scared too. I've seen them go into overtime, but I don't think I've ever seen a shootout live.
Yeah.
Ugh, I want to though. That'd
It
be so
was
fun.
like soccer, like penalty kicks for me. Oh, dude. Those are so intense.
Brooklyn loves a good sport.
Oh, come on.
Sports game.
I love a good shootout of any kind. I live for that adrenaline.
Brooklyn loves when it gets tense.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
You don't?
I get sweaty, so no.
We're always sweaty.
We're just sweaty
It doesn't
gals.
take sports to
So true. Is this the weather outside? Are you kidding me? Anywho, moving on. Moving on. Letting go.
Oh, don't know
On to
to tomorrow.
tomorrow.
Thank you,
Anyways.
Hannah.
Montana.
Montana.
Anyways, we're a little delusional over here, y'all. We're gonna move on to the Mavs. This is all new for Brooklyn because
Go team.
she don't know.
I don't be knowing these things.
They won their game, which I think was the night that we recorded.
Okay. Last Thursday.
Actually, I think they played a couple times since then.
I know they played last night.
They did play last night. Yep, you're
Yes.
so right. I don't remember what
Did they win?
the we'll get there. You're jumping. I don't remember how many games they played since our last podcast. I think it was a couple. I think it was like two. But they ended up winning and they advanced to the NBA final, which the first game was last night. That was so crack.
Yeehaw, thank you.
We unfortunately did not win.
Cool, cool, cool.
But it is game one, so
And it's best of seven.
they can pick it up. They can pick it out. They can have a comeback from this. But the score was 89 to 107. So close call. We're playing the Celtics, if you didn't know that. They are the Eastern champs and we are the Western. And the name that I see coming up time and time again, especially for these two teams playing each other, is Kyrie Irving. I don't know if you've ever heard of that name. He's
Oh, of course I've
I was
heard.
like, if you haven't, that's gonna be a
I
problem.
know a lot of basketball players' names.
You just don't know.
I don't know anything about the sport
Got
though.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kyrie Irving, he used to play for the Celtics, and so this is kind of crazy. He's on the Mavs and he's playing the Celtics.
Sick.
That is his old team. I'm so sorry I didn't watch the full game last night, yeah. But he did receive a not welcoming experience from the Celtics, and that's okay.
You know who's giving?
Who?
Mason Mount.
Yeah. Wow, Brooklyn has feelings on
Me
that.
too. I do.
So you know where he's coming from, you know?
Oh,
That's
yeah.
practically the same experience he got.
And I feel for him.
And ESPN quoted from him. He said, "I thought it was going to be a little bit louder in here, and I was expecting the same thing in game two. The crowd's trying to get me out of my element," Irving said. "But it's not the first time I've lost in Boston, and I don't want to make it a habit." So I think he only ended up scoring 12 points last night. So that's pretty low for him.
Okay.
Usually, I think around 18 points is like normal for a basketball player, like especially like a major player on a
Like a,
team.
like an average for like each player to score. Okay.
And he's pretty up there. I would say he's probably one of the standout players. I haven't done full research on that, so I can't name you all of their standout players, but he's definitely one of them. So I think based off of this article and his comments on the game, I think he's about to come out hot and heavy for game two. And I think that's good.
I
I
hope
mean, like
so.
they lost the first one, so like I think it's game time, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's coming down to it. So they think they're gonna come back hot and heavy, and we'll see. I have heard from a couple of different people they felt like the Celtics really pushed them around, and so I kind of wonder if they like got in their head about
Yeah.
it, you know? Like it's kind of scary getting to the finals, you know? That's kind of
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And
For like basketball, how does, 'cause I know how like some other sports work. Is it more like football and hockey in the sense that like there's like certain plays that they could do, or is it more like soccer where the coach has less of a less of a like a handle on like how it's actually played, and it's like mainly up to the players?
I think it's kind of a mix of both.
Okay.
So, there's definitely plays that they can make, and the coach can recommend those. But I think when it comes down to like the moment of the game, you don't know how the other team is going to defend.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of in like hockey where like they have plays and they know what they want to do,
Yeah.
but if the other team is defending and like
You got to
messing
change it
with that
up
play, yeah, they got
on
to
the
change it
ice.
up
Yeah.
in the moment. And so
Okay.
that's kind of where it gets tricky. It's like they're trying to
Yeah.
make their play, but then they got to make moves. And so
Interesting.
you got to see your opening and go for it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to explain it.
Very well.
Yeah. I really thought I wanted to play basketball when I was younger because I'm really good at shooting, but I'm not good at the plays.
Oh.
Yeah, I can make the basket, but the plays is just like defending somebody, like that's just too much for me.
No, because okay, pet peeve. It was with my brother. Hey, brother. And he would always be like, let's go play basketball, and I'm like, fine. But I just wanted to play horse. I just wanted to shoot the ball. I didn't want him to booty butt me into oblivion every time he was trying to like block, and he was taller than me, and I was so sick of it. And I was like, I just want to shoot the ball, get out of my way. And he would be like, that's not playing. And I'm like, I don't want to play your game. And so I despised basketball. I think from a young age, I just wanted to shoot the ball. I didn't want to be knocked around.
That's why Brooklyn hasn't learned. She just despises it. Thank you to her brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. We played in elementary school for like fun, but I also remember one of my teachers, we like had a day where we finished our homework, so she took us outside and we played basketball, like our whole class. She split us into
Yeah.
four teams and our whole class played basketball. And my team made it to
No
the
way.
finals. And she told me I was really good and that got in my head. I
And
was
you
like,
never went
I am a
anywhere.
basketball player.
And
No,
why didn't
yeah.
you play professionally?
Girl,
How tall are you?
I was more invested in volleyball. I am 5'5", so not. I am built for volleyball and not basketball. And you know, I'm going to use the gifts that God gave me, so.
I'm not built for most sports.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Oh, I played a lot.
What were you serious about the most?
The most, I did, well, a lot of the sports that I consistently stuck with were through middle school. So I did, like tennis for 3 years. I did cross country for 3.
I really thought you were a soccer player for the longest time.
I never played soccer. I
It's
just really love soccer
the
now.
fact that you and some of our friends have just recently gotten cleats, and by recently, I mean like
Oh.
in like the past year and a
Yeah,
half.
yeah, yeah.
And they have played maybe two or three games with them. Those cleats are probably still in the box.
No, they're dirty actually because they have mud all over them. And but
Right.
I did play volleyball for 2 years, I believe, because one of my last tournaments that I played in like 7th grade, my mom goes, I get in the car after the tournament, right? And I sit down and I'm tired, and my mom looks at me and goes, Brooklyn, You suck. And I said, awesome.
At least she's honest.
That's my retirement story, really.
That's so
So quit
fair.
after that. But I did a lot of other things that I ended up not going to like meets for because like the guy who was supposed to host them retired, but I did like shot put, discus, and I did powerlifting. I didn't go anywhere with those, but they were fun to do after school, but it ended up getting canceled, so I never did anything. But and then I did golf in high school, which golf and tennis are probably the ones that I enjoyed
You
and
are serious
like
about
the most.
golf. I have seen your golf
I do like golf,
mind.
and I am getting back into it a little bit more, so that's really fun.
I played volleyball for 9 years and
Nine?
yeah.
I didn't play it for a long time.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
so
well I started right after my sister started. I started like pee wee
what
volleyball. Like
grade?
let me do math really quick.
Cool.
I think it started in like second grade. I was doing like YMCA like stuff on the side. Excuse you for that burp. Brooklyn's all over the place over here.
I
Yeah.
just hit the mic on my tooth.
Cause so my sister was playing in high school,
Yep. Did you play in
or
high
middle
school?
school. Yeah, a
Like
little
all the
bit.
way through middle school? I mean high school?
A little bit. I played until my sophomore year. I didn't make my school team at my sophomore year. Because my it was a lot of drama with my school team.
They didn't like you, did they?
Well, so the coaches changed, and the coach really only wanted like club volleyball players. And in New Mexico, where I grew up, there was one really big club, and it was like all the people that had money. It was a really expensive club. So, like, to get into that one, and also like to get into the teams that they wanted, you had to have money, and I didn't have that. So I was at a different club. I really liked my team. We were also like a local team, so we didn't travel that much, which was really good too because couldn't afford
Yeah.
it. And I really liked my team. I enjoyed that time there, but unfortunately, that club didn't stand out to them, so I did not make the team.
Yeah.
But that was probably good anyways because around that time, I started actually getting really bad knee pain, and the doctors were like, "Take it easy, exercise your knees," and I never did.
I've never seen you exercise your knees. Cool.
They were like so bad, like they would be like inflamed after the game,
Oh my
and so it got to the point where I don't know if you've heard of Biofreeze.
Yeah.
It's like basically Icy Hot kind of.
One time my brother sprayed that on his nipples. He'll be
Anywho,
happy to know the world knows that now.
I would put it on my knees, so like they would freeze, like it'd be so cold. And then I would like warm up, do all my stretches, put my knee pads on, and then like start running around like playing. And then I don't know if have you play volleyball, so you've worn knee pads. You know, like they get hot and sweaty. Like
Oh
so
gosh.
my knee is freezing because the Biofreeze. I put my knee pads on, I'm running around, they're getting hot and sweaty, and my knee starts burning. And
Oh
all I can
great.
feel is a burning sensation. And you know what? It got rid of the pain because all I felt was burning. And it was great.
That's so is it, but I've never actually used Biofreeze, but is it like icy hot kind of?
So, it's really intended for like kind of when you're not, using it,
Oh.
not to cover it up, like putting
It's for
some,
like recovery.
yeah.
Okay.
Like you can do it before a sport. It's used to like chill your muscles, like give you that
Yeah.
cold sensation, help with the pain, help with like inflammation. And so like putting it on my knees, yes, was great, but putting a knee pad on right after, not
Great,
the
great, great.
use.
I don't know who told you to do that, but
Nobody did.
oh, you thought it
I
would
thought it
be.
was great. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. Perfect.
Sometimes I still do that. I really use it on my knees.
So
Like
we
if I,
didn't learn our lesson, or
well, I don't play volleyball that often, but if I do, sometimes I put the knee pads on. Yeah.
We should join a club.
A club volleyball team?
Yeah.
Well, I think I would be good at it, and I'm not sure any of our friends could play, so.
You teach me to play volleyball, I'll teach you how to play golf.
Okay, deal.
Deal. We're shaking. Oh.
We shook.
We, yeah.
All right, well, I think that's all I got.
That's all I got today.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
This
This
was
is a jam-packed episode.
it's a lot of info in this one, yep.
Hope you guys got out your pens and pencils and took notes.
Yeah.
We did
So
not.
we'll come back next week with Canadian Grand Prix results.
NBA final. Not results, but updates.
More Stanley Cup info.
We'll see where they're going there.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next week.
As always, make sure you guys are following the Jokes on Us pod on Instagram for any updates throughout the week that we post, and then you can listen to this on Spotify, Apple Music, which if you're at this point, you probably are listening to it on Spotify, Apple
Hey.
Music, or one of those things. But that is all we got.
Thanks for letting us whisper in your ear.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I was trying to whisper.
Oh,
Bye.
this is like ASMR.